Discover Its Beauty Series, Audio Booklet 6, The Last Revelation. Author, Dr. Naji Ibrahim, read by Sandra Leray. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Last Revelation. The glorious Quran is the final revelation, the last testament, revealed by Allah, God, to Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's blessings and peace be upon him. The Quran is a divine constitution sent down to regulate and govern our human life. It speaks with the perfect knowledge of the Creator about His creation. It reveals the truth and invites humankind to the way of that truth. It contains important information about human destiny. It educates and raises people to the highest spiritual, moral, intellectual, and social levels as they strive to comprehend it and apply its teachings. The Quran is an eternal miracle given to the final prophet Muhammad as proof of his prophethood. As such, it is unique and incomparable. Although revealed 14 centuries ago, it remains even today completely intact and unaltered in its original Arabic form. Allah tells us in the Quran that He has sent down His word, the Quran, and that He will preserve it. Chapter 15, verse 9. Also, Allah states in the Quran, "Say, if humankind and the jinn gathered in order to produce the like of this Quran, they could not produce the like of it, even if they were to each other assistants." Chapter 17, verse 88. Beautiful Quranic verses. In this booklet, I would like to share with you some beautiful verses from the infinite oceans of God's word and wisdom. To discover more about these beautiful and pure treasures of the Word of the One True God, I invite you to read the Quran for yourself. Try to get an authentic translation. You may access one online from a reliable Islamic website. Please check the recommended Islamic websites at the end of this booklet. In fact, all Quranic verses are God's words. Let us read and enjoy some magnificent texts of the glorious Quran that reveal the Islamic view regarding some critical and significant teachings and concepts in Islam, like the oneness of Allah, the true God, Tawheed, forgiveness and salvation, justice, equality, universality and unity of message, Allah and His Messenger, tranquility and paradise, men and women in Islam, great teachings, do's and don'ts. The oneness of Allah, God, in the Quran. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah, there is no deity except Him. He will surely assemble you for account on the day of resurrection, about which there is no doubt. And who is more truthful than Allah in statement? Chapter 4, verse 87. That is Allah, your Lord. There is no deity except Him, the creator of all things, so worship Him, and He is disposer of all things. Chapter 6, verse 102. O mankind, remember the favor of Allah upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the heaven and the earth? There is no deity except Him, so how are you deluded? Chapter 35, verse 3. And He is Allah. There is no deity except Him. To Him is due all praise in the first life and the hereafter, and His is the final decision, and to Him you will be returned. Chapter 28, verse 70. And your God is one God. There is no deity worthy of worship except Him, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Chapter 2, verse 163. Say, He is Allah, who is one. Allah, the eternal refuge, He neither begets nor is born, nor is there to Him any equivalent. Chapter 112, verses 1 through 4. And they were not commanded except to worship one God. There is no deity except Him. Exalted is He above whatever they associate with Him. Chapter 9, verse 31. Indeed, the pure and crystal clear concept of the oneness of God, in Arabic Tawheed, is the essential theme of the Quran. Forgiveness and salvation in the Quran. Say, O my servants, who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving, the merciful. Chapter 39, verse 53. When a soul repents and returns to Allah, Allah turns back to His servant with acceptance and forgiveness. Yes, Allah forgives all sins when we go back to Him sincerely. What a great deal. Indeed, Allah loves those who are constantly repentant and loves those who purify themselves. Chapter 2, verse 222. Islam sees Allah as a source of peace, mercy, and forgiveness, not as a source of hate, bloodshed, or terrorism. So to attain salvation and eternal life, you simply turn back to Allah, believe in Him alone, and perform good deeds. There is no need for an innocent, virtuous person to be crucified or killed to pay for and erase sins committed by others. Islam also commands its followers, Muslims, to forgive others. This has briefly explained the beautiful concept of salvation and forgiveness in Islam, which is indeed a religion of mercy and forgiveness. Justice in the Quran. O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm for Allah, witnesses in justice, and do not let the hatred of a people prevent you from being just. Be just, that is nearer to righteousness, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do. Chapter 5, verse 8. Islam teaches us to be just with everyone, whether friend or foe, at all times, whether at peace or at war. It teaches us to conduct ourselves with unconditional justice and morality, free from individual whims or the idea that moral values change over time due to changing social and cultural circumstances. Indeed, Allah commands you to render trust to whom they are due, and when you judge between people, to judge with justice. Chapter 4, verse 58. As a practical manifestation of its beauty and its eternal values of mercy and justice, Islam commands us to protect what Muslim scholars call the five necessities. Number 1, religion. 2, soul. 3, mind. 4, honor, dignity. 5, money and property. Beautifully, the glorious Quran points out that if one kills an innocent soul, it is as if he had killed humankind entirely. And whoever saves one, it is as if he had saved humankind entirely. Chapter 5, verse 32. Concerning the freedom and protection of faith, the glorious Quran states, there is no compulsion in religion. Chapter 2, verse 256. Thus, Islam honors humankind and does not accept forcing anyone to embrace its faith. This is the truth, beauty, justice, kindness, and tolerance of Islam when dealing with non-Muslims. In addition, Islam commands us to be honest, objective, and fair when judging others. Let's remember what Allah tells us in the glorious Quran. And do not let the hatred of a people prevent you from being just. Be just. That is nearer to righteousness. Chapter 5, verse 8. Nonetheless, there are unfair political and religious leaders, writers, historians, and media people who accuse Islam and all Muslims of terrorism and claim that Islam was spread by the sword. There are also those who unjustly and disrespectfully depict Allah, the one true God, along with his last prophet Muhammad, in the worst and ugliest images, films, and cartoons. Consider these questions. Is this what is meant by freedom, and specifically freedom of speech? Is there not a double standard when it comes to Islam and Muslims? Why are the terms Christian terrorism terrorist, Jewish terrorism terrorist, Hindu terrorism terrorist, or Buddhist terrorism terrorist rarely, if ever, heard in the media? Why is terrorism attributed and labeled to Islam and Muslims only? How about the terrorism and violence committed by others? Is everyone free to insult, curse, and despise others and their beliefs? Or to accuse them all of terrorism? Is this how civilization, democracy, and freedom are taught to younger generations in schools, colleges, and society in general? Is it really the sword of Islam that makes so many wise, objective, sincere, and open-minded men and women around the world embrace Islam nowadays? There are many books, articles, stories, websites, videos, and social media materials that discuss why and how these brothers and sisters have reverted to Islam. For example, I would recommend Islam Our Choice, Portraits of Modern American Muslim Women, edited by Deborah L. Dirks and Stephanie Parlove. Note, despite the negative depictions, Western media nonetheless reports that Islam is the world's fastest growing religion. So why Islam? Equality in the Quran. O humankind, indeed we have created you from male and female, and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of God, Allah, is the most righteous of you. Indeed, God, Allah, is knowing and acquainted. Chapter 49, verse 13. Confirming this ideal concept of equality in Islam, Prophet Muhammad declared in his last sermon, O people, your God is one, and your Father is one. You are all from Adam, and Adam is from dust. An Arab is not superior to a non-Arab. A non-Arab is not superior to an Arab. A white has no superiority over a black, nor does a black have superiority over a white. You are all equal. No one has superiority over others except through piety and good action. Islam teaches us not to hate or disparage others based on their race, skin tone, or nationality. Islam is a practical remedy for the scourge of radical conflict which the world witnesses. In Islam, blacks and whites are brothers and sisters in the same human race. We are all descended from the same father, Adam, who was created from dust. Thus, we are all from the earth, and we will all go back to the earth and turn into dust again. This important lesson is derived from the above quotes from the Quran and the Prophet's last sermon. So why do some people feel false pride or act arrogantly towards others? Universality and unity of message. Muslims love and believe in all God's prophets, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Ishmael, Isaiah, Jacob, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon them all. The Quran states, In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say, We have believed in Allah, and in what was revealed to us, and what was revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaiah, Jacob, and the descendants, and in what was given to Moses and Jesus and to the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and we are Muslims, submitting to Him. Chapter 2, verse 136. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, said, I am the nearest of all the people to Jesus, the son of Mary. For there was no other prophet between him and me. The prophets are just brothers. Their mothers are different, but their religion is one. So what is this universal, one true religion of all God's prophets? Other beautiful verses to think about. The beauty, sweetness, and purity of the glorious Quran are limitless. So let me simply quote some Quranic verses without any commentary. I would love for you to ponder and think about them. Try to discover for yourself more treasures from the final testament, the Quran. In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah and His Messenger. It is He, Allah, who sent His Messenger Muhammad with guidance and the religion of truth. Chapter 48, verse 28. Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and the last of the prophets, and ever is Allah of all things knowing. Chapter 33, verse 40. Tranquility and Paradise. It is He, Allah, who sent down tranquility into the hearts of the believers that they would increase in faith along with their present faith, that He may admit believing men and the believing women to gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide therein eternally and remove from them their misdeeds. And ever is that, in the sight of Allah, a great attainment. Chapter 48, verses 4 and 5. O reassured soul, return to your Lord, well-pleased and well-pleasing to Him, and enter among my righteous servants and enter my paradise. Chapter 89, verses 27 through 30. Other beautiful verses to think about continued. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Men and women in Islam. Indeed, the Muslim men and Muslim women, the believing men and believing women, the obedient men and the obedient women, the truthful men and truthful women, the patient men and patient women, the humble men and humble women, the charitable men and charitable women, the fasting men and fasting women, the men who guard their private parts and the women who do so, and the men who remember Allah often and the women who do so, for them Allah has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. Chapter 33, verse 35. And whoever does righteous deeds, whether male or female, while being a believer, those will enter paradise. Chapter 4, verse 124. Great teachings. And hasten to forgiveness from your Lord and a garden, paradise, as wide as the heavens and earth, prepared for the righteous, who spend in the cause of Allah during ease and hardship, and who restrain anger, and who pardon the people. And Allah loves the doers of good, and those who, if they commit an immorality or wrong themselves, remember Allah and seek forgiveness for their sins. And who can forgive sins except Allah? And who do not persist in what they have done while they know? Those, their reward is forgiveness from their Lord and gardens beneath which rivers flow in paradise, wherein they will abide eternally. Excellent is the reward of the righteous workers. Chapter 3, verses 133 through 136. Other beautiful verses to think about continued. Do's and don'ts. Do not worship other than Allah, and to parents do good, and to relatives, orphans, and the needy, and speak to people good words. Chapter 2, verse 83. Remembrance and rest. Those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, unquestionably, by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured. Chapter 13, verse 28. Indeed, the truths, benefits, and wonders of the glorious Quran have no end. The more we read it, the more discoveries we make, and each time we feel that we are reading the Quran for the first time. There are many other fascinating aspects of the Quran, including the miracles of its authenticity, linguistic excellence, scientific knowledge, and medical remedies, which I have not discussed here to keep this booklet compact. Are you still curious? If you are curious and interested in discovering more information and details about Islam, please visit our website, www.discoveritsbeauty.com. Feel free to email your questions or feedback to info@discoveritsbeauty.com. The series of Discovering Its Beauty consists of 7 booklets. Number 1, Just the Tip of the Iceberg. 2, The Religion of Adam and Eve. 3, The ABCs of Islam. 4, Answering Humanity's Critical Questions. 5, His Beautiful Names. 6, The Last Revelation. And 7, The Final Messenger. The Testimony of Faith, The Gateway to Islam. I testify that there is no God but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. In Arabic, it sounds like Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is the testimony of faith that one needs to pronounce in order to embrace Islam. It sums up the truth, beauty, and simplicity of Islam. Thank you for spending your time with us here today.